Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, we made it. It's Friday. Friday, October 18th, to be exact. Good morning. Hope the kickoff to the weekend is going well for you. Hope it's having the great start that mine is having. It's Joe Beamer with you. We'll get till noon, and then you'll be halfway through your workday, or something like that. It's a little cold outside. Wow. I attempted to go with my Friday before game day look with the Virginia Tech shorts and jersey. That didn't work. The flip-flops, gone. I'm in sneakers. I'm in jeans. We are, for now at least, in a winter or fall dressing. I got the hoodie. I got the jersey with the hoodie. I got the jeans. I'm still a little cold. There's a little bit of that chill in the air. I'm doing the thing where I have to blow on my hands every now and then. But we're getting there. You know what? In 2 weeks, this will be normal. We'll be used to it. And in 3 weeks, we'll probably have snow on the ground. So getting used to that. Should be in the 60s over the weekend. So one final stretch of decent, maybe I can get away with the shorts and flip-flops weather. You know, last night I had, well, overnight, I guess it would have been, a great experience. And let me tell you why. Woke up, I thought I read on my phone that it was 4 o'clock. So I get up, I get ready for work, look at my phone again. It was only 2:30. Isn't that the best feeling? You wake up, you go, oh man, all right, time to go to work. You get ready. You look back at your phone. You've got another 90 minutes to sleep. It was the greatest feeling, and I'm still riding that energy right now. So I would have to say, before my day even started, it was a great day. Not a great day for Yankee fans. No, I know. it's a tough day. Hey, as a Mets fan, I can relate. All right, I know what it feels like. All right, you got one game left, probably. Maybe you'll get it back to Houston. Tony's playing the violin for everyone. it's tough. And I know you guys have been, it's been tough to deal with that the last New York team to beat in a World Series were the Mets, not the Yankees. So another year not even getting a pennant for the New York Yankees. It's a shame to see. Such a shame. The Dolphins are in town this weekend. Talking about teams that people despise. I'd like to be optimistic, okay? I want to say, hey, look, the Dolphins are 0-6. They lost last week to an awful Redskins team on a missed extra point. Yes, of course, I want to feel that excited. I want to feel that optimistic. But I'm a Bills fan. We've been through this. We know how Bills teams perform the week after a bye week. I'd like to think, hey, this is a different Bills team, okay? They're 4-1. They win the games that they look out of, but they struggled at times against the Bengals. They struggled at times against the Jets. So I'm hoping the bye week did them right. I'm hoping they can cover the 17-point spread. But I think you'd be crazy to parlay and have the Bills covering 17. You'd be crazy to touch that game. And, hey, we're playing against a guy that knows this team just a little too well. That's right, Fitzpatrick back in town. Hopefully, we won't hear the Fitz scream this weekend. I'm hoping not. I'm hoping the defense plays so well. Maybe we'll even see that sad excuse of a quarterback, Josh Rosen. And don't you love this? the Josh Rosen people, the people that loved Josh Rosen. Oh, the Bills made a big mistake not going off after Josh Rosen. Look how great he was at UCLA, who won, what, maybe seven games a season with Josh Rosen. But this is the guy people wanted. He is now already on his second team, by the way. And next year, if he gets picked up, he'll be on his third team. This is the guy people really wanted. They wanted to draft Josh Rosen. He lost his starting job to Ryan Fitzpatrick. Let that sink in. And I remember doing a show with David Bellavia the day of the draft where Josh Allen got selected. And people were calling in, people were texting, Josh Allen will be a mistake. It has to be Josh Rosen. Well, I would say the Bills did two better. They got Josh Allen and then traded back into the first round and got Tremaine Edmonds, two key pieces to this, so far, great team. But we'll see what happens. I'm excited. I like the Color Rush jerseys. Reminds me of that awesome overtime win against the Colts in the snow where you could barely see the red jerseys. But you know what? It'll be fun. I know it'll be a great atmosphere at the stadium. Should be decent weather for you that want to go out there and get the tailgating on. So hopefully Monday we're in a good mood. Hopefully on Monday we're excited. All right, 5-1, moving on to the Eagles. But we'll see. I'd like to be optimistic. But remember, I'm a 31-year-old Bills fan. For my entire adult life, they made the playoffs once. And it went from me being in fifth grade to me being 28 before they made the playoffs again. So excuse me if I'm not overly optimistic. Hey, when we come back, I got a big shock a few days ago. I stepped on the scale. Now, I wasn't going to tell the number or the amount of weight I put on. I had only told that to a few people. But when we come back, you know what's going to give me even more motivation? If all of you know how much weight I put on. I'm going to tell you that story. I'm going to tell you about a survey or a study done in a certain part of town and what they found caused the rise in cancer. And then I'm going to ask you about your attempted weight loss and healthy habits. That's all when we come back. It's Joe Beamer. It's Friday on News Radio 930 WBEN. Joe Beamer, The Friday Show. Hope you're all having a great kickoff to the weekend. Hope you have some great plans, stuff to get done, or maybe just lounge, relax, take a nice, relaxing weekend nap. That sounds great, doesn't it? Virginia Tech, home this weekend, hitting the road right after the show. Hopefully, they get a win, and the drive back will be a celebratory one and not a, oh man, again with this defense. Now, as I said before the break, a few days ago, bought a new scale. I had been feeling heavier, but you know what? I was like, I'm still hitting the gym, okay? But, you know, I don't know. I'm probably just a little bloated, right? We've all said that. So I bought a scale. I said, you know what? It's time to get back to where I was 7 months ago. Or what I was saying a year ago. Well, I bought the scale, set it down, stepped on the scale. You ready for this? I wasn't going to say it. I wasn't going to make this public. But I'm going to now. I put on 43 pounds in 7 months. That was a shock. Let me tell you, a huge shock. So made the decision right there. We got to get back to how we were last year. Last December, I shredded easily 15 pounds in less than 3 weeks. So I had to get back to eating that way. I had to get back to going to the gym. And when I'm there, not just half, you know, whiting it, but putting the full effort in, 80 minutes, 5 or 6 days a week. Got back to doing that. All set. Already feeling a little better. Obviously, not feeling much thinner. Feeling a little better. Hopefully in 3 weeks, my skinny jeans will fit again. But talk about a relapse. And we've all had this, right? We've all lost a little weight and then had the relapse. So my questions for you, I want to know your stories. Have you ever attempted weight loss? Was it successful and why? Did it fail and why? Or did you have a successful weight loss and then have a relapse, as I apparently have had the last 7 months? Let me tell you, the numbers I saw on the scale 3 days ago, I hadn't seen since 2013. All right? So I kept it off for a long time. Now, I had lost over 100 pounds. So it's not like I put it all back on. But we are talking about number. We are talking about 43 pounds. It's a pretty big number. So I want to know your weight loss story, the success, the fail, the relapse. Okay? And also, for you out there that have never been heavy, for you out there that have maintained a healthy lifestyle, what are the keys you can share with us on a Friday? We're getting in, we're very close to that time of year where we're going to be eating nothing but crap for 2 months. All right? Kind of kicks off with Halloween, kicks off for some of us on Thanksgiving. So tell me how you maintain that healthy lifestyle and tell me your weight loss story. Now, another question that I think goes very well with this. Yesterday in the Buffalo News, there was an article, why cancer rates are higher in areas near Eastside and Cheektowaga. Now, this study, I think, took about 1 year, okay? It might have taken a little over. But cancer rates in the Buffalo-Cheektowaga border exceed the rates in comparable communities by 71%. So they looked at what could be causing this. They studied the lifestyles of people. They studied the environment, because a lot of people had said that it's cars idling on the 33. It's cars on the 90 at that interchange there that could be leading to the cancer rates. Well, after a year study, looking at lifestyles, looking at the environment, guess what they said it was? A heightened use of tobacco and obesity led to higher cancer rates. Does news like this make you take a look and say, I got to clean it up a little bit? Does news like this make you look at that pack of cigarettes and say, you know what? It's not worth it. 803-0930, star 930 on your cell phone. Let me know your weight loss stories. Did it work? Did it fail? We've all had the failure. Believe me, before 2014, I'd go on a diet, I'd step on the scale, I was 20 pounds heavier. It's not the easiest thing. You know, we always hear about how difficult it is to stop smoking. Well, let me tell you, it's difficult to lose weight. It's easy to put it on, but you know what? It's difficult to say no to Mountain Dew. Believe me, I love Mountain Dew. It's difficult to pass that vending machine and they have a new cheese Danish in there that you want to try. It's difficult when you pass Krispy Kreme 8 times in the matter of 3 months and not want to stop there and eat. It's now even more difficult when Chick-fil-A is in Cheektowaga and they're building another one to lessen the line. So I just want to know, what was your success story? Share with us. Also, if you did have that relapse, how did you get out of that relapse? For me, it's going right back on the strict diet I was on 4 years ago, getting back on that, building in that one cheat day. And what are your thoughts on cheat days? There are people who diet and don't believe in cheat days. Personally, I think the easiest way to stay on a diet is to build that cheat day in. 803-0930, star 930 on your cell phone. Let's kick it off with Lou in Amherst this morning. Lou, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing all right, Lou. What do you got for us?
First, I have to ask, how tall are you?
I'm just under 6'1".
Okay, so 43 pounds. All right. Listen, I was in the same situation you was. I had looked at a scale. I looked at a mirror. And from the front, I looked, okay. When I went to the side, I said, where did I get this spare tire from? This is unbelievable. I look terrible. Well, some very simple things to do. Number one, you got to count calories. But here's the deal. You have a big breakfast, you have a big lunch, because you burn out, if you're a 9-to-5 job, you burn your calories during those hours, you have a light dinner. And you'll be surprised how that works. You can have carbs. I now use one slice of bread with my eggs instead of two slices of bread. I really cut back on my carbs, but not dramatically. So all you got to do, and I cut out junk food, I allow myself some junk food. I allow myself a chocolate cookie at night or two chocolate cookies. I lost like 5 pounds in 10 days. And most of that spare tire was gone like in 10 days. I think with a man where you lose the fat the quickest is around your waist. So I'm 203 pounds and I'm 5'6". And I lost that spare tire in about 10 to 12 days. I mean, I still have some to go, but pants I couldn't put on 10 days ago, I can put on now. That's how fast you can lose it. But exercise, too. I wasn't exercising enough. So if you can get to the club 2 or 3 times a week, you know, and do some cardiovascular, do some weights, cut back on the carbs. You don't have to delay it. Obviously, cut back on your carbs a third or a half, depending how many you're doing, and stay away from the junk food. And do the breakfast lunch routine and a light dinner, it will, especially at your weight, that'll melt away in a couple of, you know, in a month or two. It's amazing how fast you lose that weight.
Well, thank you so much for the advice to kick off the show. Yeah, that, you know, in 2013, the whole reason I started losing weight was I went to Vegas with a friend to go see the Mets do a special spring training 2-game series against the Cubs. And when we got back, I saw a bunch of pictures on Facebook, and I couldn't believe just how distorted my face looked and just how awful I looked. And it became a routine, as someone said on the text board. The way I ate became my regular routine. But in the last 7 or 8 months, I kind of fell out of that. I did start drinking Diet Coke, and I'm off it now because it might be diet, it might not have any calories, but it makes you feel incredibly hungry. I want to know from you your weight loss stories, success, fail, relapse. 803-0930. Joe Beamer, back after this.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Joe Beamer back with you. It is the Friday show here on News Radio 930 WBEN. I will also be in on Monday as Sandy gets back from his vacation. He will be in on Tuesday. I know we are all looking forward to that. Can't wait to hear his stories of the trip and possibly start teasing a new one. Before we get back to the show, I would like to take a moment to mention my friend Matt was diagnosed with a rare cancer a few weeks ago, and he is undergoing some very aggressive treatment. Now, this is going to take about a year or so to cure. Matt has his wife and 2 young kids. So they have set up a GoFundMe account. Now, I will share this on my Facebook page. It is a fundraiser for Matt and Siobhan Kaufman. You can find it on GoFundMe. You can find it on my Facebook page. Like I said, he'll be out of work for at least a year. So anything would help. Again, that'll be on my Facebook page, and you can find it on GoFundMe, fundraiser for Matt and Siobhan Kaufman. We're talking weight loss this hour on the Friday show. I finally had a very successful weight loss at the end of 2013 and into 2014. And you know what? For the most part, I was able to keep that off. I had lost over 100 pounds. I was feeling good. Last year, I was running 5Ks. I was getting my time close to 22 minutes. I was feeling really good about myself. And then kind of a relapse. And it was, I'll be honest, it was being lazy. It was, well, I'm still going to the gym. No, I'm not working out as hard as I was. So I'm still going to the gym 4 days a week, even though I was going 6 days. So I justified a short gym trip to eat Chick-fil-A, to have pizza 5 days a week, to have that cola, to have that Mountain Dew, and reintroduce things that I have not consumed in years. Like I said, I had completely gotten away from cola. A Mountain Dew used to be a daily drink for me. I had gotten rid of that years ago. But every now and then, I had just gotten lazy. And like a texter said, you should step on that scale every day. And I used to do that. But I just kind of got away from that. And lazy is really the only word I can use to explain it. But once I stepped on that scale a few days ago, because you can feel it. Let's be honest. You can feel when you put that weight on, but you don't want to admit it to yourself until the numbers are right there in front of you. And once I stepped on that scale, I mean, it clicked instantly, right? I got all the junk out of the house, out of the apartment. I went to the store. I got a bunch of things that I used to have, my regular breakfast with the half-calorie peanut butter, you know, my regular lunch, my regular choices for dinner. And 3 or 4 days into it, obviously, I still feel really heavy, but I'm starting to feel better. All right, I'm starting to feel more awake. I'm not tired all the time. So I'm asking you, your weight loss stories, your stories of success, your stories of failure, and your stories of relapse. Did you have the relapse like I did? Also, how do you maintain that healthy lifestyle? We're getting a lot of text on this, and I will definitely get into those in the next hour. Now, also, this study came out on the East Side Cheektowaga border where they had higher cancer rates. Esophageal cancer rates on the Buffalo-Cheektowaga border exceeded the rates in comparable communities by 71%. Does stories like this, news like this, make you want to hit the gym, make you want to clean up your eating habits? 803-0930, star 930 on the cell phone. Good morning, Becky in Cheektowaga. How are you doing this morning?
Hi, I'm doing well, and good morning. I'm about 232 years ago. I'm 240, 250. I did power walking. I cut out anything white, like breads, pastas, anything like that. I ate strictly protein and vegetables and fruit. I lost 70 pounds one summer.
That's awesome.
Yep. And about 2.5 years into it, I injured my lower back, and I gained all my weight back, and it's been very difficult because as you get older, it's harder. So it's been very difficult for me to take weight off. But I have gone back to cutting out the gluten, the pastas, the potatoes, you know, all that stuff. And I haven't really lost any weight, but I do feel better. And I would suggest for people, you know, everybody talks about going to the gym, but a lot of people can't afford that. Walk, just walk. And it doesn't matter whether you can power walk or you have to walk slowly. Just walk up and down your driveway, up and down your street, around your block. If you can't walk, there's a program on PBS early in the morning where this lady does exercises while sitting in a chair. And you may not lose weight, but you'll feel better and you'll sleep better. And maybe your pain will diminish a little bit. That was important for me because I had a lot of pain. So I'm an active person, but I don't really exercise. And, and I don't.
And Becky, that's great advice. Like you said, not everyone has that gym membership, but walking when you have some free time, walking on your lunch break. And half the battle isn't losing the weight. It's feeling better. It just means more when you just feel better.
Yeah, it does. And I fell back in January. I was out of work for 3 months. And so I had a walker left over from my mother-in-law. I got that walker out, and I would walk up and down the driveway that was as far as I could go, and then I would walk down one house and back, and slowly and gradually I got to the point where I could walk totally around the block. But I used the walker because I was out of work for so long, and I sat there, and I felt horrible. But also, I'm a Cheektowaga resident. I had breast cancer. I was diagnosed in 2015. I do live in that demographic. I have the three-way out my front door and the electric towers out my back door. And I don't agree with their study. I agree with it, but I don't agree with it. In the area where I live and the areas that they were doing, there are a lot of people on low income, people who basically are poor. And in order to make meals and make them stretch, they can't afford fresh vegetables. They can't afford, you know, they buy the bread because it's filling for their kids. And, you know, they make the sandwiches for the kids and stuff. And that's the way they have to shop, to feed their families and feed themselves. So it's an economical thing as well as a demographic thing. I don't know what else is going on in that area, but I will tell you, I had a double mastectomy in 2015. I don't know that that was, you know, where I live contributed to it or not. There was no study done at that time. But yeah, the three-way doesn't help, and the electric towers are terrible for women. They cause all kinds of health issues. But it's economical, not just demographical, and not just, you know, it's that they don't have a choice. They don't have the choice to buy the fresh fruits and vegetables because they're so expensive.
Well, Becky, thank you for that. Thank you for the advice, and we're all happy to hear that you are a cancer survivor.
Thank you.
Thank you, Becky. In Cheektowaga, opening up a line for you at 803-0930. We're talking weight loss. I had it. I've put some of it back on. Tell me about your relapse. Tell me about the failures. And yes, tell me about the successes. As Becky said, it could be as easy as, hey, it's my lunch break. I'm going to go for a walk. I'm going to walk around town. I'm going to walk around the office building. And yes, a big portion of it is just starting to feel good, even before you start losing that weight, just feeling good. 803-0930, star 930, Joe Beamer, Friday, back after this. Joe Beamer with you. It is the Friday show. As I said, I stepped on the scale. I've gained 43 pounds in 7 months. Believe me, I don't want to go back to 2013 Joe Beamer. I'm asking you your weight loss success stories, your weight loss failures, and your weight loss relapse. What did you do? And for you out there who have never been overweight, for you out there that have a very healthy lifestyle, what do you do to maintain it? Do you believe in a cheat meal once a week? I have to say, the most successful weight loss I've done, which was in 2014, one cheat meal a week, and let me tell you, it keeps you right on track. 803-0930, star 930 on your cell phone. Let's go to Niagara Falls. Good morning, Angelo.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
I'm all right, Angelo. What do you got for us today?
Well, when I retired, I was 56 years old, and about a month after I retired, I had to go for my annual physical. So the doctor checks my blood pressure. He goes, it's high. I'm going to have to put you on medication. I go, really? Because I don't take medication. He goes, you're kind of heavy. You're 235 pounds. He goes, you're retired now. Start trying to lose some weight. I go, okay, doctor. So I go to this gym, and it's quite busy. So I ask the people that work there, I go, is it always this busy? They go, yeah. I go, okay. So I thought to myself, I'm going to do what I used to do when I was a kid. Not for weight loss, just to pass the time, is do a lot of walking. So just like the last caller recommended, I walked an hour, sometimes 2 hours a day. And I started to lose weight, and I got down to 220. But I was stuck at 220. So I went, when I went to see the doctor, he said, okay, you're stuck at 220. What to do? Get a weight. Don't go crazy. Get 5 to 10 pounds. Put it in a burlap bag or some type of a cloth bag and just walk around with it. Your body will think you're 10 pounds heavier and you'll start losing more. I go, okay. So I did it, and I went down to 185. But the other thing was, I was a bad boy when I was working, no breakfast, no lunch, and then I go home for supper, and then around 10 or 11, I'd eat again. And I think that was the cause for the weight gain. So I didn't go extreme. I would eat breakfast, egg sandwich. I would eat a little lunch. And then I tried to refrain from eating 10 or 11 o'clock. And, yeah, I went from 235 down to 185.
That is awesome, Angelo.
And I'll just say this, Joe, sorry. As I was losing the weight, the doctor goes, your blood pressure is coming down. Cut your pills in half. Then he said, cut them in half again. And then he said, let's try no pills and see how it works. And now I don't take anything.
Well, Angelo, great story. And glad to hear your success story.
And Joe, I hope everything turns out okay with your friend.
Oh, thank you, Angelo. Thank you. I do too. Like I said, just awful news. My friend Matt diagnosed with a rare form of cancer, getting a very aggressive treatment right now at Roswell. He'll be out of work for at least a year. So he and his family, he has his wife, Siobhan, and their two kids. They've put a GoFundMe up just to help him a little bit supplement that missing extra income. That page is on my Facebook page. It is Matt and Siobhan Kaufman's GoFundMe. And like I said, I'll put that right up on my Facebook. 803-0930, star 930 on your cell phone. It's Friday. It's Joe Beamer talking your weight loss successes, your weight loss failures, and your weight loss relapse. Hey, we've all had a weight loss fail. We've all had a weight loss relapse. We've been there. And as Angelo mentioned, he had high blood pressure. When I was 19, I was on lisinopril. I was on a high dosage of lisinopril. When I lost the weight, they took me off lisinopril. Luckily, I haven't eaten my way back on it. But if I don't watch it, I will be. 803-0930. Hey, Rush is next, and then I'll be back with your cash code on WBEN.
Vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!